Welcome to the Reinvent Your Health podcast. If you are done with being unhealthy, tired, and sick, and are ready to get healthy so you can improve the quality of your life, then this podcast is for you. Welcome back to another episode of the Reinvent Your Health podcast. So for the few of you that listen to this podcast, you notice that it's been a few weeks since I have recorded anything, and part of that is because I've been in what I like to call a funk. It's just kind of that's my way of not saying depression, I guess. I've been kind of just going through a pretty big depression in the last several months. It finally just got to where I was doing less and less, and you know, doing something like recording a podcast just was not, I didn't have it in me. And so really today I'm going to talk about kind of what a couple things got me kind of into the funk, and also kind of what I'm doing to get out of it, and just kind of how I'm moving through that. And hopefully this is something that can help other people if they're going through kind of some depressing times as well. So to start off with a little backstory of me, I've kind of dealt with depression my entire life. From when I was younger, when I was in high school, it probably got real, real bad. That was probably the worst it's ever been. And I've dealt with levels of it my entire life. Anymore, now that I'm older, I kind of will have bouts of it that I can typically get myself out of within a day or so. And this last time, it just kind of lasted a little longer, kind of got a little deeper, kind of got a little bit worse than other times. You know, luckily, at this point in my life, it never gets to the point to where it completely takes me out, to where I'm like, you know, I can't work and I can't get out of bed. It's, you know, I'm still able to do the things that I absolutely have to do. But I can't really, or haven't been able to do those extra things, you know, like, you know, trying to grow my business and trying to do a podcast and that type of stuff. It was, you know, get up, go to work, come home, find a distraction, and usually in the form of Netflix or, you know, scrolling TikTok or just anything that's mindless. So it's just one of those things where, you know, sometimes it gets the best of me. And again, I'm going to just really talk about what are the, there's really three things that I typically do when it comes to getting to the depression when it gets real bad. So one of the first things I do when I go through these moments is I have what I call unmanaged expectations. And what that means for me is that I expect certain things to happen, or I expect certain people to act certain ways. And when they don't, or when the things don't go like I expect them to, then it strongly affects me. To put like a very simple example, or something that's really simple, is, you know, something as simple as, if I, let's say I text someone, my expectation is that I get a text back. And then when I don't get a text back, then it affects me a certain way. You know, if I, you know, do something simple for someone and they don't reciprocate, or if I call, they don't call back, or if I, you know, just, it's one of those things where if I even make something and I expect a certain reaction from it, you know, I tend to have very high levels, I don't know if high levels, but just expectations that I have that may or may not be good. You know, there's some things that are common courtesy that I feel like should happen, but still I can't control people outside of myself. I can't control how they act, how they react, how things shape up, how, you know, all I can control is my actions. All I can control is what I'm doing. I can't control how the world reacts to those things. And sometimes I can go into that mode of expecting certain things and expecting certain outcomes. So then the next thing I do that is in combination with that first thing is I have those unmanaged expectations. So then on top of that, when those expectations do not happen, those outcomes do not happen, then I make the mistake of assigning a meaning to it. So if something doesn't happen, I will assign not just a meaning, but typically a negative meaning. And I'll typically assign those meanings based off of my past, based off of how I feel about certain things. And that doesn't mean they're true, but I just will assign those meanings. And so if I kind of want to simplify this into like a, I guess like a math formula, if A being my action, plus B being the reaction. So A is my action, B is the reaction, equals C. C is the meaning I assign to it. So, you know, so let's put that in the real world. Let's use the text example again. If, A equals I send a text, plus B, I get a response, equals C. C, the meaning I assign to the fact that I got a reply, means that this person cares about me and is interested in communicating with me. So now where I go wrong, or where my mind messes with me, is I will do A, send a text, and instead X will happen, which means I don't get a reply. So then I will, have Z equals Z. The Z is this person doesn't care about me. So that formula A plus B equals C gets skewed if, that what I expect to have happen in return doesn't happen, then I assign a negative meaning to it. And so it's not one of those instances. One of those instances can be fine, I'll ignore it, but the combination of, one after another in different contexts, different situations, that's when I can kind of spiral a little bit. So then the third thing I do is kind of what I mentioned spiraling is I get in kind of this, what I like to call a tornado of thought or a tornado of negative thought. So I do something or say something or create something or whatever. I don't get the expected outcome. I assign a negative meaning to it. And then that happens again and it happens again. And then the first one doesn't bother me. The second one bothers me a little bit more. The third one bothers me more. And then it's just kind of this spiral where my mind will get into this negative loop to where I will start looking for reasons to justify the meaning that I have in my head. So I will create those negative meanings, and then my brain only looks for those negative meanings to say, see, I was right. And I get into that tornado loop and I will ignore any of the positive things that are coming my way. I will ignore any of the positive outcomes. I will only think about the things that, make sure that my story that I'm telling myself is true. That'll make sure that meaning that I assign is true. And that's all I will look for to, because heaven forbid I'd be wrong on that meaning. So that's kind of what will throw me into a tailspin is, I'll get into this. I'll have these unmanaged expectations. I expect certain things. I don't get them. So I assign a negative meaning. And then that happens over and over. I'll get into this tornado of negative thought. And then it just starts kind of crippling me, and it's obviously more complicated than that. There's a lot of history. There's a lot of story. There's a lot of feelings. There's a lot of confidence that plays to that. But in a simple sense, that's kind of the steps that I personally can kind of spiral into what I call a funk, a sugar-coated way of saying depression. So now let me talk about what I'm doing to get out of that. So the first thing I like to do when I get into these modes, and again, sometimes I can get in and out of them pretty quickly, but sometimes it takes me a while. And for this one, I just happened to get lucky. So one of the first things I like to do is take a break and kind of get myself away from the situation. And you know, I got a big habit of wanting to go to like a bookstore. I'm big about like, if I have a day off, go to a bookstore, check out books, read, grab some lunch. It's kind of my escape. It's kind of my happy place. But on this instance, I just happened to have a trip already planned. And when I was starting to spiral, it lasted for a few months. And when I started to really get to this realization of like, wow, this has been a while. I've been in this mood for a while. This is not good. It was only a week away before the trip that I was supposed to take to Orlando to a coaching conference. So I had that made ready, you know, escape. But that's one of the first things I need to do when I get in these modes is I need to get myself out of the situation. Cause again, I get into this tornado of just negative thoughts. And when I finally raise my head and realize, wow, I'm kind of in this again, the first thing I need to do is get out of it, is completely remove myself from all of the things that, you know, keep me stuck in those things. So, you know, it can be an easy weekend away. It can be, again, one day away to a bookstore. But this happened to be where I was able to get, you know, on a mini vacation or on a trip to a coaching conference. So that's one of the first things that, you know, I like to do is get away from the situation so I can kind of think about things with a clear mind. The other thing I like to do is kind of start simplifying my life and start, you know, sometimes when you got a lot going on, everything's just complicated. I like to whittle it down and stop looking at everything and trying to do everything and having so many to-do tasks and everything. So what I said to simplify and say, I need to just do a couple things and I really kind of break it down to the basics of like, what's going to make me feel better. And so really what I started doing is saying, okay, here are the three or four things that like make me feel better. I'm going to just make sure that these things happen. And one of them is working out. I mean, that's always makes me feel better. Eating right, not eating like garbage, you know, because when I get in this funk, I start eating like shit. I just completely throw everything I know and everything I try to do out the window. And I just emotionally eat everything. And so it just really throws me off. So then I'm in that spiral. The other thing I do, I'm a big learner. I love to learn and read and I get away from that. So really when I started looking at the few things I need to do, I need to get back to those basics, work out, eat right, and start reading again. So that's one of the first things that I did after taking a break. I kind of just started doing those basic things again. So when it comes to that formula I was telling you about, A plus B equals C, so I started looking at that and I started thinking about, okay, if I have unmanaged expectations, I need to really focus on why I am doing certain things. Is it for the outcome or is it just because I want to do them? You know, so now when I look at it, like sending a text, if I send a text, it's just to send a text. It's to connect. It's to say hi. I don't need to expect something in return. I don't need a response. I don't need whatever. If I post something on social media, I don't need a like. I post it because it might help someone. It might help someone that never responds. It might help someone that never shares it or likes it or whatever. So I'm doing it for the sake of me doing it and not for the expectation I'm going to have of something in return. So kind of decompressing that and really thinking about why I'm doing things a little differently. The next thing I do is I'm still going to assign meaning to it. That's just a natural thing. But one of the things I have to consider is that if I assign meaning, say if I send a text to someone and they don't text back and I assign the meaning of, okay, they don't care about me, I might be right. But I have to at least consider that I might be wrong. Like they could have just been busy. Like it's funny how when we get in these situations, we tend to automatically think the negative is the right thing. But you have to consider that the other thing could be possible as well. So I just try to think, okay, it could be either one of these. It could be the positive. It could be the negative. Either one of these could be right. I don't know. I don't need to automatically assume the bad is what's considered, you know, the truth. And the other thing is, like I said, it's just getting out of that tornado. It's just taking that break. So that's kind of how I decompress those three things that were kind of you know, put me into that dark place. So, so when it comes to those unmanaged expectations, it's kind of interesting. I had a situation kind of out as I was coming out of this and really starting to think about these things. It was kind of a teaching moment to my son, but also anytime I'm teaching my kids something, I'm always reinforcing it in myself and kind of teaching myself. So we were walking out of a building and someone was walking in and I held the door for them. And the person walked in and didn't say thank you. Or my son didn't hear them say thank you. I think they did. It was kind of quiet. And anyway, my son said, you know, I hate when people do that. I hate when you open the door for them and they don't say thank you. And so I just asked him, I said, why are you holding the door for someone? Are you holding the door for someone so you can get a thank you? Or are you holding the door open for someone because you are a good person and you want to be a good person and it's something that makes you feel good to be a good person? And it's just something to consider. Like, why are we doing the things we're doing? If we're just doing it to get that reaction, then we're really not doing it for the right reasons. So again, it was a nice teaching moment for him and myself, because again, you know, as I come out of this funk, I can see those things, but sure, when I'm in them, I can't see them at all. And so the more I reinforce those thoughts into my own self, the more that I may be able to get out of that funk a little sooner next time. So anyway, that's kind of a long-winded podcast on kind of the funk I've been in. And again, it's one of the reasons why I haven't posted in a couple weeks. I haven't put anything on in a couple weeks, is I just kind of been in that funk, ready to get out of it, you know, and I'm hoping that, you know, by sharing this, that it could help someone and maybe they can kind of think about how they can get out of the funk if they get into it. So, all right. So that's today's episode and I appreciate you joining me. And again, if you can share this episode, that would be great. I'd really like to grow this podcast, and one of the best ways is for you to share it. And again, if you need transformation coaching, you can visit my website at kesterhealth.com.